I left Nuring with her. What means this lady? Fortune forbid my outside have not charmed her. She made good view of me, indeed, so much that, sure, methought her eyes had lost her tongue. For she did speak in starts, distractedly. She loves me, sure. The cunning of her passion invites me in, this churlish messenger. None of my lord's ring, why, he sent her none. I am the man. If it be so, as 'tis, poor lady, she were better love a dream. Disguise, I see thou art a wickedness, but what if I could use it, nonetheless, to his advantage? It is worth a try. Now that I have seen her, I have to admit that she's a fitting consort for a king. Orsino has the finest taste in women. He would not have as much as looked on me, were I to come to him as Viola. My God, I now think I have a better chance of making her at last accept his courtship than I have of enticing him myself. And if their love indeed is in the stars, let it be me who brings two hearts together. I'll take my triumph to an early grave, an odd glove to this perfect, priceless pair. I have to try it once again to make her lend her ear to his pleading.
Good e'en, fair cruelty. Forgive me, but this time I have no speech prepared in advance, and improvising is beyond my skill. Poor Cicero has never had as dull and dense a pupil as he has in me, yet even he would be as lost for words as I if he beheld such rare beauty. Well, I am come but to return the ring and ask you to be kinder to the Duke, and beg you once again to reconsider. Oh, look around you. Your garden thrives, and you but wither in the prime of life. To strive for love is not just human nature, it's nature's way, and love makes worlds turn. And you, as beautiful and clever as you are, do have a part to play in this. Why not my master? For with him I would lie right now myself, but he has, alas, he will never have me. His very name tells me he was born for love. Just listen. It begins and ends with moan. Orsino. Listen once again. Orsino. And furthermore, the name holds sin in it. Sin so delectable, so blissful, so welcome. It also has a no in it. Oh, yes. The kind of no, as in, oh no, don't stop. Or, no, don't go. Live hides in your name. So live, for heaven's sake. I know quite well that you, so vain and selfish, are set to rob the future of this beauty. You take no heed of what the world will lose, and so be it. But think first upon yourself. Think what you lose and miss, denying pleasures that could be yours if you but gave a sign. Please, do not tell me you never have caressed yourself under the veil of night, that you never have run your fingertips over your breast. Over these perfect rosebuds. That, scared speechless of your own thoughts, you've never ventured there, farther down, between your thighs, into that secret garden, the hidden temple of your maidenhead, awaiting sacred fires to be lit and aching for the right acts to be performed. The ring you sent me, I regret to say I cannot keep it. Watch me take it off and put it on again. Once more. Look closer. Look how my finger slides into the ring. And I will look at you. Your lips, your bosom. Oh, if I were indeed your lover, drunk on pride, I'd wear it for the entire world to see. How tightly grips your priceless, queenly gift, my flesh that serves for nothing but your pleasure. The ring would be the proof that we did share at least one moment of the utmost bliss, at least one night, one sultry, luscious dream that quenched our thirst, if only for the moment. Was that a moan? So, how about a taste of blessed might have been? I'll make you see, I'll make you feel how wrong you are. Give me your hand, and then give me your lips, and sink with me down here onto the grass, beneath these roses, patron saints of lovers. Too long you've worn these lifeless morning clothes. Let's make them greener on the grass, together. Your skirts, they are this splendid velvet curtain, and they must drop before the show starts. But now, my lady, there's no need for that. That's a rehearsal. Just a mere finger. The audience squirms in their seats, excited. For they have never seen this play performed, but heard of it too often and too much. And now, a craving to be moved, to sobs, to moans, to tears, all the time reluctant in disbelief, thighs wider. Oh, do not fret. They need an order from your own lips. My finger will recite it, word for word. So, take it in your mouth. And I shall pray for strength, so that I won't forget myself. Orsino sends Cesario to you. And this is my Cesario, my finger, my humble messenger. Now in, now out of gate. Now leaving, desperate, now coming back in, to knock on heartless door that's locked and barred, to leave his message at bedewed threshold. In hope that when he leaves, my lady will read and reread it with her own fingers. You moan for me. With him, it would be better. Just think about those lips, about that tongue, the wonders it would work upon your flesh. Forget me, and imagine it's his mouth, his eager mouth. It's pressed against your devouring, insatiable, voracious. In truth, there's less to me than meets the eye. I should be wearing skirts like you, not breeches. Compared to him, I mean. For what am I, a joke, a fool, a shadow of a man? And he is real. He'll give you what you crave 10,000-fold. Oh, think again, my lady. You should have seen him fencing. Have you? No? He's at his best. His Holland shirt undone, his hair disheveled, chest half bare and heaving, eyes shining bright, a grin upon his lips. He's passionate in all he ever does. He must be unbelievable in bed. And then, when he at last puts down his sword He asks his men to bring a pail of water and pour it over him, and he, oh, he would curse and laugh and toss about his perfect hair, shirt clinging to him like a second skin. I would that I wore that shirt. I swear to God I'd cling to every vein and every muscle. But then I'd be the dust he treads upon. And you are telling me you do not want him. How dare you? Oh, my lady, think again. One does not just dismiss the likes of him. What witless waste. Oh, think again, my lady. Say it with me. Say it with me. Orsino. Yes, Orsino. Orsino. Louder, Orsino. Once again. Orsino. Don't you dare stop, Orsino. Oh, more and more. As Cupid is my witness. You stop. I stop. Do you want me to? Cry out, Orsino. Moan into the kiss. His name again, I'll catch it with my lips. And bring it back to him. A shred of hope to soothe his tortured soul and starving body. Please do not fret, as I am a gentleman. Oh, and as much as breathe a word of this, and roses intertwined above our heads have blessed our tryst, and they will keep the secret.